we caught up with Christopher Bell, number 95, NASCAR Cup driver, Christopher Bell. We caught up with him a few days ago. And we talk about the Daytona 500, and we also talk about, does he watch accidents? Does he watch replays of accidents? And what was going through his mind when the replay was being shown at the Daytona International Speedway of Ryan Newman's accident? So it's interesting to get a driver's perspective on watching accidents when it comes to really watching their own. It's Christopher Bell joining us, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios. And I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit on watching the Daytona 500. As soon as I said Christopher Bell working his way up into a top three, top five, you pulled out of that train and then were shuffled all the way back. What the hell were you saying in your helmet once that happened? With it was about 10 laps to go?
Yeah, it was less than that. So that was pretty disappointing. You know, I don't know. I was just trying to make sure that I kept the guys behind me, and just felt like it was one of those situations where whichever way I went, the guys behind me were going to go the opposite. So it didn't work out.
Christopher Bell driving the number 95 Cup car. Little post Daytona 500 conversation we're having here. If you would have been with one of, let's say, Joe Gibbs Racing or Hendrick Motorsports, do you think you would have had better respect? Not just the fact that you're a rookie driver in the Cup Series and you're not with one of the four or five car teams. Do you think other guys would have followed you?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure what the answer of that is. I don't know. I guess I could go to Cole. Cole Custer is with Stuart Haas Racing, so I don't know if he got a little bit more help than me, but it definitely seemed like whichever way I was going, the guys were going around me. They weren't going to go with me. So I knew whenever I restarted on the front row that it was going to be tough because everyone was going to be trying to pass me instead of push me. And so that was that.
When you look at the Daytona 500 and you can go out there and qualify and test and practice, but once you get all 40-plus cars out there on the track, or once you get the full field out there, explain to someone out there on the freeway or on the back roads the difference in the handling of a car once you're around all those cars on the track at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's the tough part. I mean, driving around the racetrack by yourself is relatively easy. But whenever you get out there with everybody else, the speeds increase. The air is just moving around so much that the air will just kind of waller you all over the place.
Was it a shock to the system once you were able to experience that the first time, Christopher Bell?
My first time in the truck series was a quite the experience. But, once you get in the draft, whether it's truck or Xfinity cars or Cup cars, that's all pretty similar.
Yeah, well, that's true. And again, we know the history with you and Xfinity and, of course, the trucks. But at the same time, the level of talent in those Cup cars is I'm not going to say light years, but it steps up from the other series. I imagine the respect that you've got to give those other drivers and that they've got to give you is felt in the cockpit of that car.
Yeah, and that's something that I've got to prove, right? Everyone is, they don't know, they don't know my talent level or my equipment standpoint. So we just have to go out there week in and week out and prove to these guys that we're here to stay.
With that in mind, Christopher Bell, what's your opinion on how you did last night in the Daytona 500?
I'm pretty happy, and I'm pretty happy with how we did. Starting on the front row of the Daytona 500 with 10 laps to go is something that not everyone can say. So we put ourselves in position to try and win the race. And, there's some things that I can do better. And then on top of that, just, proving myself to the competitors around me and trying to get guys to work with me a little bit more will be the next step.
All right. Explain to the Freak Nation, Christopher Bell, you've won yourself your share of chili bowls. We know that. Restarts on dirt versus restart at Daytona. Night and day, we understand that, but can you relate that to an everyday person that doesn't get the chance to experience a 200-mile-an-hour stock car or 110-mile-an-hour quarter midget or sprint car?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is that at Daytona, you're just so reliant on everyone around you. So You know, it's just a matter of getting those guys to push you and stuff like that. So, unfortunately, you know, I didn't get pushed at the right time yesterday, and that was that.
Well, we talk about pushing, and I hate to bring up this subject, but there's a lot of, we saw this after the Earnhardt crash. We saw this after the Dan Weldon crash in IndyCar. There's a lot of non-motorsports fans who are trying to inject themselves into the conversation of this, you know, the issues that we had last night and the big crash with Ryan Newman. And some of the non-motorsports people listening right now are saying, why was anybody even pushing him to begin with? But as a racer, that's what you do, and you know the limits of your cars. Can you kind of explain to people that are upset about what they saw last night that this truly is, as brutal as it might sound, it's part of the sport?
I mean, the way that the rules package are at Daytona and Talladega, I mean, pushing is just the name of the game. And unfortunately, down towards the end of the race, guys are not going to be lifting off the throttle pedal because, you know, they want to win. So it's just the name of the game that NASCAR provides us.
And then there's others out there that say, well, you should never have a green, white, checkered finish. But then I saw an interesting argument against that. It's like, well, stick and ball sports, they don't ever end on a timeout. So, yeah, there is that.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, we're in a unique sport, that's for sure.
Christopher Bell joining us here in the Freak Nation. Give me a driver's perspective when you see an accident like that with Ryan Newman. What are you, when you're sitting there watching the replays or you're getting updates, can you kind of pull the curtain back and tell me what you were thinking, maybe what you were saying, maybe the crew, your crew chief?
I never watch crashes. I never watch the replays of crashes. So, you know, as a driver, you just have to think in your head that you know that it's not going to happen to you. And then, you know, you just, I didn't want to talk about it. So you just, you know, you don't watch the replays. You just go on about your business and try and win the next race.
And Christopher Bell, I applaud you. It is odd asking you some of these questions, and I know you don't want to talk about it. I applaud you for at least giving it a go and giving us your best because, yeah, we're all kind of in a weird situation right now. And it's just that something has to be said just a little bit. One thing I absolutely want to applaud you on. I was loving your Twitter feed pre-race. Kenny, did you see this? He made a thank you video. Christopher Bell made a thank you video for everybody going back to the very beginning who got you through to your career. That was huge. I don't think I've ever seen a driver do that.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Just the, you know, the transition of my racing life. And it's all because of key people and key moments of people that have helped me. And, you know, I felt like I owed that to them to make sure that they understand that I appreciate that. And, you know, there's a lot of people. And if you take any one of those people out, then I don't end up here today.
All right, Bell, you went out and won the pole for the Xfinity race at ISM Raceway at the time, now Phoenix Raceway. It looks like you might have already figured this track out. Is that true? Have you figured out Phoenix Raceway at this point, given the limited time you spent on this new configuration?
In the Xfinity series, I have. We'll see how well that translates to the Cup package.
That's true. With that new Cup package, this is going to be a different animal. I would imagine you being a racer's racer, where we could put you in golf carts or shopping carts and you want to win. I would imagine that you're looking forward to attacking this thing in the Big Boy Cup series.
Yeah, it's going to be really enjoyable. And the new rules package will have everybody on a level playing field. So I think we have the opportunity here to hit the ground running.
Damn. All right. You got to it, Kenny. Who would you race and beat, crush in a shopping cart race?
Tyler Reddick.
Nice.
Mr. Backflip. Let's
I don't know, man. I think you and Kyle Larson would go at it in a shopping cart, dude.
I've raced him enough.
There you go.
The number 95 Cup car, Christopher Bell. Thanks for doing this, buddy. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.